We're about ready to get this game underway between the 7-4 Carmel Greyhounds and the 11-1 Terre Haute South Braves. Both teams meeting here at midcourt for the tip.
What Carmel has to do tonight is put points up on the board early. But again, the defense needs to hold in the second half. The second half of play is always the most important, obviously. But Carmel really needs to attain that extra level of ability that they've been lacking this entire season. Push forward and make sure that they have the momentum going into the fourth and final quarter.
6-2 Austin to tip off with 6-4 Wojciech. Carmel will move from left to right. Terre Haute South from right to left. Ball in the air, tipped. Carmel's going to have it, I believe, as Paris Smith catches the ball. He'll bring it up here. Carmel in their white jerseys. Terre Haute South in the red with white numbers and white trim. Paris Smith bounces it right side to Newton across midcourt, feeds into the corner. Wide open Kitzinger for three. In and out, rebound tipped and fought for. Carmel wins it. Quick feed down low to Newton, who lays it in for two. And Scott Laskowski has a beautiful assist there. Carmel will start right away with a man-to-man press in the backcourt. Coming up with the basketball at point guard, Anthony McGill. He crosses midcourt, has a right-hand dribble, and hands off to Jarvis. Jarvis through the legs, can't find any driving room on Morgan Newton. He'll find into the corner Ian McIntyre. McIntyre gives back up top to Jarvis, who hands off right next to him to Odom. Odom will work it right side, ISO on Paris Smith. He'll kick out for three on the fade. Is Jarvis missed it, but the tip is up and in. And we just saw Jake Odom for the first time puts it in for two off a miss.
Jake Odom really needs to be contained if this ball game is going to be close.
Smith swings it right side to Newton, gives in the corner. Kitzinger, beautiful find to Wojciech, who goes up strong, got fouled. He's going to the line for two shots. Morgan Newton, a real high dribble right in front of us. Terre Haute bench wanted a palming call, but they did not get it. Brandon Wojciech to the foul line, to try to untie this ball game at two. So Brandon Wojciech, who comes into tonight, a 37% free throw shooter, sinks the first one. He hasn't had a ton of attempts at the line, though, just 16. That was his 17th. He's got one more coming. Can give Carmel a two-point lead with this. Takes the dribble, eyes the rim, shot on the way, missed it long. Rebound, Morgan Newton down low. Lost it for a second, gets it back. Scrum on the floor, nobody has it. Jump ball's going to be called. It's going to go to Terre Haute South. And Morgan Newton did a good job of getting the rebound, but he didn't protect the ball right when he got it.
Something we've really been noticing is free throws. Carmel's the only thing that I believe that they don't have the ability to make 9 out of 10 times is free throws, and that's what's killing them. Brandon Wojciech already putting them at 50% on the night.
It'll be Jake Odom to bring the ball up the court now for Terre Haute South. He's guarded in a man-to-man defense by Paris Smith. He has it with the left hand, drives the lane, runs, kicks out to the corner to Anthony McGill, who fires from three and got it to go. So Anthony McGill is true from the far side corner. From deep in Terre Haute South, right now leads Carmel 5-3. Paris Smith lobs it over this interior trapping defense of Terre Haute South. Kitzinger in the corner, throws a late pass to Wojciech, but he catches it, puts it up. The ball was halfway down, came out. He got his own board, then was tangled up. They're going to call jump ball, and it's going to stay here with Carmel.
Brandon Wojciech has really come through in the clutch in the past couple weeks. Where A.J. Hammonds has struggled holding onto the ball, Brandon Wojciech, who lacks in height and power, he's really coming through.
Laskowski now lobs to Newton, who goes up strong, puts it in for two. We talked about Morgan Newton needing to have a big game. He's already got four of Carmel's first five. Jake Odom up the court. Carmel's got two men on him, Wojciech and Smith. He throws across court. Wide open in the corner is Austin. He catches it, then feeds to Odom, who goes up strong, missed the shot, got fouled. He's going to shoot two here at the line.
A guy like Odom, you really can't give him any easy shots. That was a good foul by Brandon Wojciech, who usually doesn't get a lot of playing time in the second half. He can afford to get some fouls. The team really does need to control the fouls, though. In the past couple games, they go into the bonus, double bonus, already in the third quarter.
Odom's first free throw is up and missed it. No good. He's got one more. Jake Odom, with this free throw shot, will have attempted 100 free throws on the season. To put that into perspective, Terre Haute's next highest is John Michael Jarvis with 26. He's got one more coming. It's up and good. And Terre Haute South regains a 6-5 lead here. Connor Lowe's checked into the game for Carmel's Paris Smith. He checked in at the last free throw. So Lowe will work the point guard. He finds Newton. Morgan Newton still waiting. Now crosses the timeline with a left-hand dribble. Spins. He now drives on Odom. Pulls up. Throws cross-court to Kitzinger. Shot fakes the three. He's got Jarvis all over him. Kitzinger tried to pass, but it was tipped away and stolen, and Anthony McGill comes up with it. He'll give off to Odom, who works it up the court. 5:39 to go here in the first. Odom crosses over, drives the lane. He got a jump ball.